It was opened in December 1952. It was one of the very first. It was certainly the first laundrette in Lewisham, and one of the very first in the country. There is only one I know of that might be possibly older, and that's in Bayswater. Originally, in the 1940s, when the first one opened, they were a great novelty. People didn't have servants any longer and had to do their own washing, and Monday was wash day. Clothes were then hung out to dry in the garden if it wasn't raining. A great chore, but the laundrette allowed people to bring their laundry in and sit for an hour or two, have it cleaned for an affordable price.
Well, if you take the laundrettes away, you know, you've got nothing, because it is community. What are you supposed to do? Back to the old-fashioned ways and wash that by hand and take days and days to dry. I don't think so. People wouldn't like that at all.
There was an article in the local newspaper where I got quite a lot of the information from in 1952, and it described in great detail the facilities offered by the laundrette and how important it was for the local community. And they did say that it offered that most harassed member of the community, the housewife, a considerable relief from wash day drudgery. And that was really what it was about. It was, if you imagine washing, and I can remember my mother having to wash stuff at home, and my grandmother, and then drying it through a mangle, and then having to take it out into the garden to peg it up. That was how it had to be done. And it was drudgery, it was real drudgery. But this way, they could get their washing done in a couple of hours. It cost something like, in old money, 2 and 9 pence, with 1 penny to dry it in the dryer. So that was quite a good price for saving them the wash day drudgery.